Wanneer is het gaan uit?
Lekker, lekker high, lekker heidi, heidi ho.
I'm a beautiful butterfly.
We're doing great.
Hello, you are listening to The Dungeon Boys, a group of seven friends telling a story, Dungeons and Dragons style. We have the absolute honor of having the most amazing of guest stars, Mika, playing Kite.
Woo!
Yay, Mika!
We are a mature podcast, even though we save any unmature things. And yeah, you shouldn't be listening to this if you are under the age of whatever the age is of you not listening to mature things.
We're all really mature, but we laugh at saying penis.
Penis.
And gonads.
And yeah, from there, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the boys. All right, boys. Your prompt today is, what is your, not your character, what is your favorite first level spell?
Hey, y'all. It's me, Arland, your winged tiefling Sorlock here. And to answer your question, Justine, it was a tough one. I was kind of torn between Mage Hand and Thaumaturgy just because, I mean, both kind of why I, for the reason why I want to, like, I like to mess with people. So if I were, like, you know, to creep up on people and scare them with the Mage Hand or be able to change my voice or move things, like, just, like, think doors open and stuff, I just think it'd be really fun.
Yeah, we all love that for you, because that's terrifying.
Those are cantrips.
Oh.
Scrub.
It's okay, I'll let you take it.
You know what's funny is I was looking at it and I was like, wow, this is a really short list. Like, why is it so short?
Because you're on the fucking cantrips?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. My name's Ellie. I play Pants, the Artificer Kobold on Stardust Echoes. My favorite level one spell that I've used.
It doesn't have to be one you've used.
Well, I don't know any others, so.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry.
But I really like to use grease whenever I possibly can.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because greasy. You have to find the things to make it greasy.
Make it greasy.
Put me and the party in a lot of weird predicaments, and I think it's kind of fun. Yeah.
We love a good predicament.
Grease.
What is up, you twats and tieflings? It is your boy, Grant. I play your golden dragonborn barbarian, Kothal Tanash.
God damn it.
No.
God, the amount of just uncomfort I felt along everyone. It
took a second
awful.
To process.
Yeah, I might be ready for it, but still is not ready for it.
I would have to say for my favorite first level spell, the smite spells on the paladin spell list. Because you can fuck, if you get a natural 20, you can, as what Anthony's said, if you get a natural 20, you can dump smite into it, and then you can just fuck people up, and it's awesome.
Grant likes to fuck around and find out.
I like to fuck around and find out.
I mean, who doesn't like a good smiting?
That's true.
I love a good smiting.
She almost said, Grant doesn't fuck.
I get no bitches.
No bitches.
Yo, oh, it's me.
Hi, friends. It's me, Lindsay, playing Six, your Tabaxi Rogue, in Stardust Echoes.
Yay!
Well, I think from a practicality standpoint, Cure Wounds is probably pretty helpful. But who doesn't love a good Witch Bolt?
Witch Bolt?
Love a Witch Bolt.
We love a good Witch Bolt.
The two sides of Lindsay just came out really accurately right there.
Who doesn't love just shocking shit to death?
I do.
Hi, everybody. I'm Anthony. I play Grayson Cato. And my favorite first level spell is Shield.
Dang it, you took mine.
Dope.
Best buddy butt fucks
you
forever.
You can both do it.
Best buddies.
You can both have the same one.
Hey everyone, I'm Dylan, and my favorite spell is also Shield, and I play Temple, the Warforged Monk. Cause it's, and you know what, I like it more, and I'm gonna explain why I like it more than Anthony likes
wow.
it.
Shield okay. Shield up!
Because it's useful until endgame because it's plus yeah. 5 bonus to AC. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane, like, way later on, too. And it, like,
yeah.
I like how in the description it also gives a specific middle finger to magic missile.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and also fuck that one spell.
Yeah. Yeah, complete immunity to magic missile, and it's also, I think, the only first level spell that's a reaction.
Yeah, it's stupid.
They might have added more spells this way, but yeah, so it's just like, if you have oncoming damage, you can just say, "Now fuck you."
And then, yeah, it's just like, nope, out of it.
And then it lasts for the round.
Yeah, it's busted.
Which is also really good, so if, like, there's a bunch of other people taking their turns to hit you after you use shield, they all have to now meet your new bonus AC.
Oh, look at these shield buddies.
It's a stupid shield spell. It's amazing. I love it. Shield
buddies. Know-it-alls.
Overachievers.
You were just supposed to tell us your favorite spell, not the whole description of it.
Stop yelling at me.
And now we have the wonderful Mika introducing themselves.
Hello. I am Mika, and I play Phosphophilian Kappa Novakite. She's fancy. And, my favorite spell is Fairy Fire. I think it's underutilized.
Agreed.
You can make people glow, and then you get advantage when you smack them.
Wow.
Hey, girl, hey! Cool. Yeah. You make them covered in glitter, and then you punch them.
Uh-huh. And now, the Dungeon Boys proudly present episode 40 of Stardust Echoes.
Last episode, the Harper's Requiem joined forces with their new acquaintance, Kite, the adventurous explorer and owner of the Wonder Emporium on the planet of Tenebris. Together, they embarked on a journey to the Rings of Tenebris, guided by the Tracker and Fidget to search for the next piece of the canon. However, Pants's greed led them to become stranded at the bottom of a hollow asteroid with wolves slowly closing in, instilling fear and panic. Fortunately, Novakite showcased her druidic powers by transforming into a magnificent space manta ray and guided them to safety. But safety was not enough for Valen, who was left behind in the storage facility as the gates closed. He discovered a heavily protected storage unit labeled Nyx Pips and realized its significance. Valen later reunited with the boys and shared his findings. Novakite admitted to having a connection with Nyx Pips and expressed a desire to retrieve something that belonged to her. With their newfound alliance, they made their way to the planet's surface. Torash, being a contender in the fast-approaching Vault's Nautical, attracted a swarm of fangirls who recognized him. Kite offered to take the team to a friend's shop, and to this team's surprise, it was the one and only Stroganoff, who could keep their secrets and potentially fix Jigalda. Now, the team walks through the bustling streets of this glamorous and glitzy Hollywood-like planet, making their way towards the rumored location of Nyx's TV studio, and hopefully, the answers they need.
Okay, so yeah, you guys remember your four blocks from the studio. So you all walk out, there's kind of a heaviness and relief that Jigalda was broken, but now she's with the original creator, which will be very helpful. And yeah, let's begin.
Wow, what are the odds we'd see Stroganoff again? That's crazy.
Do you think that maybe it was in poor taste for us to ask him to fix the robot he built for his dead daughter that we unceremoniously broke after having it for about 4 days?
No.
On the one hand, yes. On the other, Jigalda is a person. They're their own being, and they made decisions and tried to help us.
I suggest you get Stroganoff a little treat, just to kind of, you know, brighten the mood a bit. That was a bit harsh.
Oh yeah, go shopping.
He's a grown man.
We're trying to dismantle the patriarchy in this podcast. I mean, this adventure, Grayson.
All right.
Who doesn't love a little treat?
I think it's less the idea of getting him a little treat and more that we're calling it a little treat. It feels just a little infantilizing.
You don't like a little treat, Grayson?
Little treat?
Grayson, do you want a little treat?
No.
I think Grayson wants a little treat.
Are you sad that you don't get a little treat?
No.
I think we should get Grayson a little
treat. Grayson wants a little treat.
Oh my god.
We'll get you a little ice cream cone with those little rainbow sprinkles on them and just make you so happy.
I don't want rainbow sprinkles.
Makes me really happy.
Oh my god.
I think you would look dashing with some jewels in your hair, you know. You might attract a lady too.
Oh my god. I have no problem attracting ladies. What are we... Let's just go.
Sounds like someone has a problem with attracting ladies.
Torash!
Have you actually ever seen Grayson attract a lady before?
Oh my god.
No, I haven't. It's just a
joke. Oh my god. Should have left all of you on Terrant 19.
But you didn't.
You've been to Terrant 19?
No.
We can neither confirm nor deny any of those allegations.
Yeah, it was great and we had a blast and that's where we all met each other. I met a dragon. It was awesome.
Like a, what kind of dragon?
That is classified.
It was a big blue one.
We throw that word around sometimes, you know, just because. I don't know why, but I wanted to use it there.
Yeah. You did great, Pants.
Thanks.
You did a great job using your new vocabulary word.
Am I like one of you cool government workers?
Government workers?
The coolest.
Oh, whoa. I wouldn't say that I'm working for the government.
Government workers,
man,
aren't super cool.
Who works for the government in this group?
Nobody.
Well, all of us technically for a bit, but
you know.
It's a gray area now.
Classified.
Isn't there somebody we're trying to go kidnap?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Kidnap, I mean, or...
Speaking of little treats.
All
right. I would love a good kidnapping right
now. Yeah.
You're joking, right, Six?
That could be taken in very weird ways.
Maybe that's the tree that Grayson's looking for. I don't know.
Oh, I don't...
To be kidnapped?
Get off on kidnapping people.
No, to kidnap. I don't know.
What?
To be clear, we're just trying to speak with them and get into their storage unit, right? We're not actually trying to abscond with someone, right?
Oh, we do need him, yeah. Depending on his behavior, we might have to push a little bit of aggressive behavior back.
Well, hopefully it's a consensual kidnapping.
I've dealt with this man before.
Mm-hmm.
As this conversation goes along, you approach this huge golden building that is the studio set, and you see tons of vintage antique speeders and ships outside. There's a bunch of orcs working on them and cameramen getting ready. And you kind of have to pass through them to get to the front doors.
Ooh.
Are you guys the guys that are supposed to be helping us with all this stuff?
No, we're needed up on the 8th floor.
Oh, well, hey, this is the first episode of Pimp My Ship. So make sure you tune in live, all right? It's going to be a really great show.
Oh, I love that show.
Sounds incredible.
Whose ship are they pimping?
Oh, we got like 3 people coming in. That's why I thought you guys were, that are going to be bringing some really old speeders and cruisers from those Star Wars ages, you know?
Valen, what does pimping mean?
It ain't easy, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, it ain't. Grayson is right. It ain't easy. I don't really have much.
Pimping ain't easy.
I don't really have much experience in the pimping region, but I don't know. I think they're just trying to fix them up and make them look cool. Is that what's going on? You guys are just trying to?
Yeah. This is gonna be the first season. We're doing the finale today. It's gonna be amazing.
So is it like all like super aesthetic and nothing really functional? Like it'll still be the same kind of piece of shit on the inside?
Oh no, we're still putting in like new cylinder combustion units, gel packs, you know, the whole thing. We're gonna make them drivable.
Drivable is good for a
is
car.
Is this character named like DJ Crawley G or something?
Yeah.
Are you the host for the show or?
Oh no, they're inside.
Oh, who's the host for the show?
Ivy Glenn.
Ivy Glenn?
Ivy Glenn.
That was such a I Love Lamp moment.
What did you look at? That's my question.
The ivy hanging on my wall.
Ivy Glen.
You looked off. You're like, Ivy Glen. I was like, holy shit. I just imagine like a fucking just a wallpaper of just names that are just.
No, I have ivy that hangs above my face.
She just looked at the ivy fucking
That's
hanging
a good
from her
shit. NPC name is just right on my wall.
Wait, not Ivy Glen. Ivy Glen, the disgraced former model who got in really, really bad trouble for child trafficking? That Ivy Glen? They're giving them a second chance?
No, definitely not that one.
Oh, okay.
You guys should probably get inside to get to wherever you're going. Well, I'll catch you guys later.
Above the table, later. We really steamrolled the thing that... Oresh said exhibit,
say?
And he said museum.
Thank you.
I didn't hear it. What did he say? Yeah.
He said museum, like exhibit was a host, so museum.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
That's actually very funny.
Thank you.
I was just holding that in while everyone was talking. But
just highlight that. Thank you.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
So you walk past these fine orcish gentlemen, and there is sliding doors that open in front of you. And you're in a pristine lobby. It's very comfortable. There's beautiful trophies on the side. They have a signed director, producer.
Damn.
I'm sorry that all my NPCs are hot.
They have, God, Jesus.
They have tons of shelving with awards won by the specific studio, old camera evolutions throughout technology history, famous spells that have done special effects here that have been created. And there is a tiefling sitting at the desk. She's got bubblegum pink hair, light blue eyes, lots of piercings, makeup done, and pink horns with like gold trinkets upon them. And she kind of brightens up and looks up and is kind of smacking some bubble gum as you all walk up to the front desk.
Hey, lady.
Hi. Hi, we're here to see Mr. Nix or Nix. Is it a Mr.? I don't know. Nix?
Oh, hi. Yeah, he's like not available right now. I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, we know he's here. We're actually his new crisis PR team. So we actually do have a meeting with him. Obviously, you know, that he's in some trouble, so we're here to help spin it.
Yeah, we were sent by the network to help kind of smooth things over.
Yeah.
Oh, is something like going on? I didn't know that. And she pops a bubble.
Well, I mean, that's the idea, is no one's supposed to know. We're trying to keep it all under wraps.
Grayson, roll deception with advantage because Valen's helping you.
Can I roll deception?
No.
Yeah, can Valen roll deception? Oh.
But I'm also lying.
Fine, then no advantage for you, Grayson.
Can we both just roll separately?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Roll separately? Okay.
Nice.
Grayson rolled an 18.
Fuck. I mean, great.
I mean, great.
Valen rolled a 16.
You both passed the DC of 15. Woo.
That's an 8 plus 8.
God damn.
Oh. Well, okay, my name's Nalini. I can be your guide. We have to go through the waivers for anyone who walks through the studio. And she snaps her fingers and magical waivers appear. Magical as in she made them appear. They're not magical contracts. Okay, and then she goes into a spiel that you can tell that she said 1,700 times and says, so this waiver states that you won't use any of the following spells outside of your party. So no telepathy, detect thoughts, message, or identify with anyone beyond your party. It also states that you won't loot any of the studio sets and that you cannot cast any type of like invisibility or pass without a trace spells on yourself. Thieves' tools and lockpicking are also strictly forbidden.
Do you have a way of tracking that?
No, he's got your signature, and then I think the studio, like, sues you if you'd, like, do it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
When they say looting things, like, Valen nudges pants.
I know. I think just collectively as a group, we all just slowly turn to pants as soon as she says that. Just comically, just all slow head turn and just look at pants.
Yeah.
You all look at pants? Is this, like, your manager? They all have to sign separately. It can't just be you.
Yep.
Pants goes, Lady, I have to use the restroom.
Oh, it's right there.
Okay, and he puts the waiver down on the counter and goes over to the restroom really quick.
Can Temple see if Pants signed it?
Yeah, did you sign it, Pants?
No.
Temple's gonna pick up the waiver and follow Pants to the bathroom. With a pen.
Okay. Ah, Temple! Temple, I didn't know you could use the bathrooms too.
He just shakes his head as he walks along behind Pants. Come on.
Okay. But I really do have to use the restroom.
Okay. I believe you.
Grayson signs it, but he signs it with the pseudonym.
Yeah.
The pseudonym?
Valen also signs it with the pseudonym.
Yeah, that's fine.
My Sir Archibald McNugget.
She doesn't give a fuck. She's just doing her job.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's, like, your token. This will get you into any of, like, the visitor areas. Plus, we have, like, a really nice cafe. It also get you 10% off all merchandise. And, yeah, like, enjoy. Again, my name's Naline, if you need anything.
All right. Thank you, Naline.
Great. I think we're going to wait here for our friends who just walked off to the bathroom.
Okay.
Temple signs his on the stall door of the toilet while Pants is inside.
Temple.
Do you sign it like Temple the Warforge?
He signs it Temple the Warforge.
All of your pseudonyms. The Peacekeeper.
The empty one. The Peaceforge.
It's legally binding. He has to.
It's all like printed in like Times New Roman, right? That's what we established.
Perfect font. Exactly. I was thinking that too.
Amazing.
Yep.
Comic Sans.
Yeah.
Can I like sneak up into the rafters or something? Can I be sneaky?
Oh.
I'm gonna stealth it. Can there be like a way for me to escape Temple?
Yeah, okay. Roll stealth and Temple roll perception.
You got it.
Okay, wait, do I have oh.
Oof.
Wait.
Got a 25 to beat.
What? Okay. You saw me go into the
You went into the stall.
Okay, well.
What did you roll on stealth?
9.
Just hear like scratching.
So Temple, you see Pants start climbing up the top stealthily, and you perfectly just grab his tail and pull him off.
I'm holding Pants up, and I hold up the contract for him to sign.
No, I'm not signing that.
You have to, buddy. We have to go inside.
Okay, but I don't want to sign it. Just say that I signed it and give it back to the lady.
Why don't you use your funny name?
Because people know that funny. I've used it too many times.
Use a different funny name. I think everyone was saying you're our manager. Come up with something big and impressive.
Why do you want me to sign it?
Because we have to. We have to go inside.
Okay.
Big shorts, tall check.
Okay.
Fat check, McGinty.
Okay.
Something like that.
What are you looking at around your room?
Why? What's up with you guys and always ruining my shenanigans? Okay.
Don't worry, Pants.
Flip-flops and socks.
Flip-flops and socks.
Flip-flops and socks.
Come on, man.
He signs it, flip-flops and socks. Mr.
Flip-flops and socks.
Yes.
Flip-flops and socks.
Okay. Not doctor.
And gives it back to Temple.
Temple cracks up as he reads it, and we walk out of the bathroom together and meet up with the group.
Temple, you're such a jerk.
I'm sorry, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, here's like 8 tokens. And they're just these shiny tokens with the emblem of the studio. So just keep that on you. It's like how, you know, you get into stuff, like I said. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Do you have a map of the building?
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to give you that. Oops. Here you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have, like, this is going to be a weird question, but just bear with me a little bit. Do you have, like, a map of the ducts and venting system in the building?
Like studio blueprints?
Yeah, kind of like studio blueprints.
No.
Okay.
Do you know where we can possibly get those?
Wait, are you guys like contractors or are you like... I thought you were like a legal team.
We are a legal team.
I mean, we're a crisis PR firm. We're not really... It's not legal. It's more like communications.
I don't mean this weirdly, but that's like way above my pay grade.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you for everything you have done. We're going to go this way now. Everybody, okay. Let's go this way.
Last question.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Hi. Do you know if we can have access to the craft service tables?
Craft service tables? Like the prop room?
No, like the snacks.
Oh, the cafe. Yeah, those little tokens they give you, they give that. Mm-hmm. It's on the third floor.
What?
Let's go, Pants.
Food?
It's apparently.
Hey, do you have an extra stick of gum? I'm just feeling a little.
I have pink, blue, spicy, mint, and blood flavored.
Excuse me, spicy?
Blood.
Mm-hmm.
You question spicy, but not blood flavored.
Well, since you offered, can I just have one of each, please?
Sure. Here you go.
Thanks.
They're in the vending machine too if you run out.
Oh, great.
Tarash is gonna walk up to the counter and just kinda like lean, like all like try to look cool kind of thing. You're just gonna be like,
oh my gosh. Are you Tarash?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Oh my gosh. And she like stands up and she's wearing like a mini skirt and like she's just the classic dumb receptionist. I can say that because I work as a receptionist right now. So yeah, and yeah, and she like literally takes like this beautiful pen like out between her boobs and like takes a piece of paper and is like, can you please sign this for me?
I absolutely can, but I have to ask you one question real very quick.
Okay.
Do you have a map? Because I got lost in your eyes.
Oh.
Stop it.
You're cheating on Tarot?
Oh,
stop it.
Yeah.
Cheating on
Tarash. Stop this.
Six wants to give Tarash the side eye.
Yeah.
And just mouthed Tarowin.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm not supposed to do this, but here. And she gives you a VIP token. So this can get you like anywhere into the building.
He didn't even have to roll for the charisma of that.
I know.
He just got it.
Just natural. It's a natural race. That's what it is.
Damn it.
He's just gonna like pin it on his little like cape thing that he has that has lights right next to the like little pin in his cape. Now what would you like me to sign again?
Oh please, your autograph.
Oh, of course. And I sign it as how do you spell your name?
Oh, it's N-E-L-L-E-N-N-E.
Neline. Neline. Such a beautiful name. And I sign it and give it back to her.
Thank you. Okay, well, if you guys see anything, like, seriously, just ask. It's not a big deal.
Maybe I'll come back for you one day. And I just walk.
Whoa, Tarash is getting a big head on this planet. Okay. Cool. So there's doors on the left and on the right.
Hey, excuse me, miss. Where's the elevators?
On the left.
Thank you.
And I put a little heart around where Nyx is on the map.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Novacade, what do you think of how we do business? Because Temple knows it's fucking ridiculous.
You know, I think your dragonborn friend, right, he should probably stay in Tenebris. Full of fancifulness, but far for the other ones, I'm confused and concerned at every moment so far. So...
We're doing our best.
That's a fair assessment. That's a fair assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Temple hadn't ruined my plans, I would have had the duct system
for you guys.
You.
I think we should get a front-facing baby carrier for you and put you on Temple.
Hell yeah, baby Bjorn.
Excuse me. I am not a baby. Why is this lady mystical rainbow creature with us still? I thought we ditched her a while ago.
She's been with us the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does she need to be here? We're good. We're fine. We got this handled. She didn't even do anything back there. It was all Mr. Fancy Tarash with his weird woos and signatures.
Listen, if it works, it's not weird, is it?
No.
Those are wise words.
That should be your motto.
That's a little weird.
Well, fine. Pants is just like really pouty because none of his friends trust him to do it, pull his shenanigans off.
There are consequences to your actions.
It's always pulling me out of the ceiling ducts and not letting me rob the nice people when they don't need all the stuff anyways and blah, blah, blah. How come I can never get a win?
Pants.
Well, I'm not against robbing.
Your time to shine will come soon.
Pants, I promise you can rob the bad people. The nice people don't rob, but the bad people, by all means, fuck them.
Ugh.
Fuck them,
Pants.
Fine, Grayson.
Pants, remember, the bad people usually have the best things, so.
That's also true.
You know, if you're pretty clever and you've got the ability to rob, that's exactly what we're going to do to this Nyx fellow. He's got something of mine, so...
Well, why hasn't anybody led with that?
Because there's no chance to talk with you pouting about. Now let's get on with it.
Damn.
Fine.
Sassy.
Someone putting pants in their place? Who is this? So yeah, you kind of follow this map. You get lost maybe once or twice and find an old movie set that looks almost like a jail cell that you can tell they've converted into like office spaces. And because I don't want to tear it down in case I need to use it again. And sitting on one chair, kind of think Peaky Blinders-esque, like white, crisp t-shirt, a button-up vest with a coat kind of hanging over the shoulders, white pushback hair, shaved sides, pointed ears, pale purple skin, the white eyes of a changeling, and tattoos up and down the arms and neck, is Nyx Pips. Those eyes kind of look up at you and he goes, "Well, see, who can this be?"
Oh my god.
Six just wants to say, "That can't be your real voice."
"Oh, you don't know who I am? Maybe some of my old famous childhood things will strike a memory. I was in Firefly Relapse. I was in Rockstar Hot Bolt. I was in... You really don't know who I am? I host the Vault Some Nautical."
"Yeah, we don't care who you are, but that can't be your real voice."
"And who are you, Sassy?"
"Just don't you worry about it. Who are you?"
"I'm Nyx Pips. That's what I've been saying."
"Mr. Pips?"
"Mr. Pips."
"Oh, look, it's, I know who you are. You're Lord Kato's boy, Grayson the soon-to-be Dragon Rider. I'm writing a piece on you."
"Oh.
It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance." He holds his hand through the bar to shake your hand.
"Yours as well. I shake his hand. "Does this open?"
"Well, it seems to be locked at this point. You see, I got in a bit of trouble recently, but unless you signed a waiver, I can't really give anything. My PR people are on it."
"Right. Do you want to stay here?"
"Absolutely not."
"We can spring you, but you have to come with us and do us a favor."
"Well, it's going to be pretty hard to get out of here, see? The whole thing has video cameras, but first I should probably know who you are, why the fuck you're here before I give you any more information."
"None of that matters. What matters is, do you want to be a free man?"
"Well, you could be the studio trying to get me, you see, so it does matter to me."
"I mean, look at us. Does it look like we're working for the studio?"
"Yes."
"Why would the studio hire me or Kathal Torash?"
"Oh, shit, Torash, my boy! I'm writing a big piece on you as well! And Temple, you seem to be a sort of famous people. Do we want to maybe do an interview?"
"Yeah, we can do it. Not here."
"Well, you see, And he starts getting up and pacing the cell, thinking, kind of running his fingers through his short white hair. "You want to get me out and you want a favor. What is it? Do you want more PR? You're pretty famous, my boy."
"We want to get into your vault."
He stops walking at that. "What do you mean?"
"There's something, two items in there that we want. I don't care what else is in there, but you have something of hers," point to Kite, "and I say, and you have something that we need."
"Interesting. This is getting very interesting. Can I write a piece on this, a story?"
"Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No.
"And who are you?"
Phosphophilian Kapanova Kite, and she shoves her arm through the bars for him to shake.
He gives you a firm-ass handshake.
And she grabs his hand and pulls him forward.
Roll strength.
Yeah, we'll string.
Are you trying to like bash his head against the bars to knock him out?
No,
she's trying to intimidate him.
That'd be a baller move.
Bonk. Yeah.
Taurus is just gonna look to the group and quietly say, "We should all take a shot every time she says her full name."
Yes.
Perfect.
I'm for that, Taurus.
16.
Oh yeah, he rolled a 9. He hits his head against the bars.
"Listen here, Pips. If you want some adventure and maybe something interesting to write about later, you'll come with us now without any resistance."
"Well, you see, you're looking for a favor, and I understand getting me out of this cell is going to be a favor, but I have the best lawyers in the star system, so how about you do me a favor and I'll do you a favor? How does that sound? It'll be a quick favor, very, very quick."
"Hmm.
What's the favor?"
You come on my show. It's going to be not live. It's just a recorded show. Can any of you perform Mage Hand?
Why?
Because you could just destroy the film after. But if I could get just some presence and out of the cell, they'll think I'm just going about my job, see? And they'll have the protection of you, because I never wanted the interviewee to get, you know, in trouble and mixed up in this stuff. And then we could just sneak out the back. I know the way. I know the studio like the back of my hand.
That seems reasonable.
We don't go on shows.
Well, that's why you delete the film. Obviously, this one, he nods at Kite, has some strength behind them, and if you can perform Mage Hand, I mean, this one could even fly it to the top of the building and throw it off, for all I care.
Fine.
Can six have already opened the gate?
Roll Thieves' Tools.
You're trying to waver, six. You can't do that.
It's against the rules, six. Stop.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
A natural one! Yeah, so six is, like, trying to finagle this. Your tools click. It actually breaks.
Oh, no.
Well, shit.
Kite is going to release Pips and look at Six and go, oh, don't worry about that pebble. And she reaches into her coat and pulls out a creature. It's an octopus with steampunk accessories all around it, kind of like a hydro pump system to help it move around and stay moist. And she goes, all right, elusive, do your thing. And she, like,
elusive
puts it on the lock thing. And I imagine that this little guy, he's just basically, like, can do very basic rogue things and kind of just crawl up.
We love pets and we don't care who knows.
Roll sleight of hand with your stats, but you can have advantage because it's elusive doing it.
The good thing I had advantage.
Oh, no.
It is. That is an 18 with advantage.
Oh! You all see this little octopus crawl up with its little pumps, and its tentacles go in and start, like, twisting and being weird.
That's so cute. Click,
it opens. Now, now! He shuts it. It's still unlocked, though, and he goes, a favor for a favor. Be on my show.
We already said yes. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, Six wants to just kick the fucking door in.
Yeah. He's like, all right, all right.
And grab him by the coat.
Time is of the essence here, so let's go, please.
All right, perfect. I'll take you to the studio, and we'll get the show going, and then I'll, let you into my vault, I guess, even though this is very suspicious. And first, I'll need introductions if I'm going to have you on the show. What's your name, sir? Points at Valen.
That's, Sir Archibald McNugget to you.
That sounds like the fakest name I've ever heard.
Faker than Nick's Pips?
Yeah.
That's my real name.
Yeah, that also sounds very fake, though.
I'm sure it is, and I wink. I know how show business works.
Mm, and who are you there? Looks at Six.
Barbara.
Barbara, okay. And you, little blue kobold.
Mr. Flip Flop and Socks.
I wanted to make it clear, this isn't your show names, but are these your show names? That's fine.
No, that's my... Why are you being so rude? That is my actual name.
Sorry, apologies.
Thank you.
Right, and then Temple, Grayson Cato, and of course, Catal Tarash.
Yep.
At your service.
Right, well, let's make our way then.
And he leads you through a series of, like, back hallways. There's a lot of, like, makeup rooms and, like, people kind of running around with costumes.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, and then he leads you onto a set. There is a live audience.
Oh, my gosh.
In front of you. And you're kind of all at the side, and three people run up with makeup brushes and start, not even with your permission, like, they're, like, putting pink blush on Six's fur. They're shining the rock-like surface of Novakite's face. They are dusting gold dust on Torash's muscles, waxing Valen's wings. They're just, like, doing all these things to all of you. All right, let's see now.
It's just... When you said that, like, literally all I could picture was just, like, this person showing up, like, with, like, one of those flip, like, face protectors with, like, a grinder in their hand, just... Yeah. Kite's face just... just sparks just throwing everywhere all over fucking...
Rainbow sparks. Just like,
yeah.
All right, so, yeah, I'm gonna have you sit there and you there. Okay, this is gonna be perfect. Are you all ready? Do you have your, Well, I guess you don't have any lines. You're just going to answer the damn questions.
Can Torash do like a double roll, like one of perception and insight, and see if there's, or insight, and see what the fuck's going on here, see if it's like a setup or like anything fucking weird?
You may roll insight.
Okay.
Yeah, can Grayson do that too?
Yep.
Torash rolled a 16.
Grayson rolled a 23.
Okay. I will be giving you your insight rolls as the moment happens of what the result is. So you all are kind of looking around and taking it in. He goes, all right, they're going to cue us soon. Come on, get on the stage. And as you're walking onto the stage, all of you and taking seats, Torash, this seems like a normal thing. It's what he told you. Grayson, you realize that he fucking lied to you. And this show is about to be live on the air. All right.
How far away ahead of he is me?
He's probably taking his seat. And you're standing in front of the couch.
Alright, I'm gonna Eldritch Blast the camera.
There's about 19 cameras.
Ah. Great. I'm gonna start blasting. Hopefully Valen follows suit.
Yeah.
Can we just grab him and go?
I don't know about this.
Your hand starts to light up, Grayson, and you're about to Eldritch Blast. And then roll it for me.
13 to hit.
Yeah, one of them, and then literally goes... And we're live back. That camera, everyone looks around and the audience goes, woo!
I misty step away. I misty step backstage.
So the whole audience goes, woo! And you're live. Right as you're live, you all look, Grayson disappears.
Fuck.
And Nyx says, thank you for rejoining the da-da-da-da-da and starts. Now, Valen, go ahead. And you are all live on air right now.
Valen looks right at the camera and goes, yeah, we're not fucking doing this. And I cast darkness.
Nice.
And that's where we're going to go ahead and end this episode. We realize that we haven't been putting out episodes as consistently as we would like. Life, of course, likes to happen in the most silly of ways. So we really appreciate if you're still here, you're still listening and hanging out with us. You can come hang out with all the boys in our Discord server. There's a link in our bio. You can also hang out with us on any of the social media avenues that you like to peruse. And we will try our best to get these episodes out and to you as quickly and efficiently as possible. But in the meantime, we hope that all your space travels are safe. Okay, as you can see, I changed Nyx's picture on your roll 20.
Hey, is that one from one of your fairy points?
I fucking hate you so much.
No!